Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear the thunderous light the beam chant in the background. The final 4 seconds tick away. Davion walks it into the front court. The horn sounds and the Sacramento Kings have won.
And it's over. The season and the dynasty for the Golden State Warriors. Good morning, Metroplex. Final hour, hump day edition.
Hump day.
Here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Bruce Bochy will join us live at 9:20.
Bochy.
Brought to you by the original Louisiana brand hot sauce. If you're looking to spice up your game day grub, reach for it. The official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold. So Boch will join us at 9:20 after the Rangers lost to the Tigers 4-2. Had a bad Evan Carter error in right field. We'll talk about the struggling offense and Jack Leiter tomorrow pitching on this radio station. So that's coming up at 9:20. We'll crosstalk with KNC at 9:40. Thanks for being a total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. By the way, we have some Dak Prescott news that has been coming out from WFAA. The initial headline was Dak's accuser drops the sexual assault lawsuit in Dallas County. They followed up with accuser's lawyer tells us they are refiling in Collin County. So I've asked a couple of attorneys. Gave some theories as to why that would be happening. So those of you tweeting me, what do you have to say about this? What I have to say about it is they're refiling it in Collin County. I also texted Dak's attorney. Well, is this true? And would you like to pop on the station? As I asked weeks ago, and they said they were not going to comment publicly, at least coming on the radio. So Levi McCathern said, I can confirm that that did happen, that they did drop the sexual assault lawsuit in Dallas County. I'm in trial. I cannot pop on, but I will say this. Her allegations are completely false, and this is a continuation of the extortion plot against Dak. It is truly sad for the true survivors of sexual, that people try to use our system to enrich themselves at the expense of others. The good news for Dak is I am confident the truth will prevail in this matter. So that is the statement and text message from Levi McCathern to myself. Now, NBA play-ins. Last night, the Lakers in, Zion hurt. Pelicans will now take on the Sacramento Kings for the eighth spot. The Lakers get Denver in round one. But Golden State loses to the Kings, and they get waxed. Klay Thompson scored zero.
Nada. Is that good?
Nada, nothing, zero. So, I'm going to borrow from my former colleague, Nick Wright, and ask this question, along with a lot of the other talk shows on TV today. Where do the Warriors rank in terms of the all-time NBA dynasties on your list? 1 through 5, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053 is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. for where the Warriors end up ranking because it is over. So we can finally have this type of discussion. I'll give you Nick's list. Unless you want to throw yours out first, but I'll give you some time to think because I just surprised y'all with this topic in the commercial break. At number five, he has Shaq and Kobe's Lakers. At number four, the Warriors. At number three, Kareem and Magic's Lakers. Two, the Jordan Bulls. One, Bill Russell's Celtics. That's Nick Wright's greatest NBA dynasties of all time. Does anyone have an instant answer? A number one for you?
To me, the top four.
In order?
No order.
Okay.
Bulls, Celtics, obviously, Shaq, Kobe, Lakers.
Which Celtics?
There's only one Celtics dynasty.
Okay. They're Bird and them, though?
Maybe you want to. You know what? You could say Bird and them, but I think when people think the Celtics dynasty, they think Russell.
Okay.
But yeah, so that one.
I'm just saying, like, Nick left the Bird Celtics. So Magic ended up with five titles. How many did the Celtics get? Three?
Three. Yeah.
Yeah, they finished with three, but I mean every like NBA
Shaq
finals.
Shaq and Kobe ended up with three.
They had their three-peat, and then they obviously won separately after that, but they had their three-peat. But man, this was.
So if you're gonna factor in Shaq, Kobe,
Celtics
Lakers,
won in 81, 84, 80. Every 81, 84, 86.
Every single NBA Finals in the 80s had the Celtics or the Lakers.
Yeah,
every single year.
If you're gonna factor in Shaq, Kobe, Lakers, then you should factor in the Bird Celtics.
Yeah,
that's if.
Yeah, that's. And listen, I'm sorry. I they're not in my top five. I got to put the Spurs ahead of them.
Oh yeah. How are the Spurs not in
this? Spurs never won back-to-back, though. Or did they win it one time back-to-back?
No, they didn't.
Wow, he left the Spurs totally off. Okay, so what's your four, Raph?
Raph. My four is Bulls, Shaq, Kobe, Lakers, the Magic, Kareem, Lakers. I guess I'll put I got to put the early Celtics in there, the Russell Celtics. That's my top four. No order.
Russell Celtics, Bulls, Spurs, two Lakers.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Boy, you've been.
I know the five teams I want, but right. I don't know how to order them.
Who are the five teams?
This is the order I just slapped together, and if I thought about it, I'd probably change it. But
well, Chop, leaving the Warriors out, Choppy.
Absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. First of all, it's not the same cast.
What do you mean?
What won in what won the first time didn't win the next two. Different
okay,
cast.
But all had
it's
all
completely
had,
different. It's different
not,
number one.
It's not a different. Okay, but
that
all the championships had Steph, Clay, and Draymond.
Are the 49ers not a dynasty from the 80s because Jerry Rice wasn't on every team?
And the Bulls added
their number one was
the Bulls added Rodman.
But he's a role
and
player.
And coach.
Role players.
Well, he was a starter.
Defensive player of the year.
Okay, but still a role player. Like, they just replaced Horace Grant with him. It's a role player. Different players, too. But the number
Hall
one and number
role player.
Right, the number one and number two guy was the same. Like, it's fair. You know, nobody cares if Ray Allen was on the first LeBron championship team or not.
Okay.
Right? It's a different team. I mean, it's the same number one guy. It's that guy's team. It's the Jordan Bulls. It's the Magic and Kareem as a pair Lakers. It's the Russell Celtics. It doesn't matter if Bill Walton joined the 86 Celtics or not. He wasn't there on one of the other ones. They have a different number one. The Warriors had a different number one in their second and third title.
With
KD. With KD as opposed to the first.
Okay.
A different number one. So either to me, that's the line of like, all right, it's a different team. So that's just me.
All right.
I'm going 90s Bulls. I'm going to be biased. I don't care. Michael Jordan's my favorite of all time. When he played in the 90s, like, they weren't losing. Like, they lose in 94, obviously, without Michael. Then Michael comes back, and he's rusty and they lose. But otherwise, they basically, I think they.
Are
I
you mean, going in order?
Yeah. This is the order I threw on. 90s Bulls, 10s Warriors, 80s Lakers, 60 Celtics, and then 80s.
Hey, slow down. Bulls, Warriors, Who's three?
80s Lakers.
80s
Showtime
Lakers.
60s Celtics. 80s Celtics.
80s Celtics. Okay. So he's got Warriors on his list, 80s Celtics on his list, which you do not have, Chop. Tolo's coming in. Greatest dynasties of all time.
903 says Russell Celtics 1, Bulls 2, Magic's Lakers 3, Spurs 4, Warriors 5. And then 817 says Warriors dominated for an entire decade just like the Spurs did, so you have to have them right around each other.
Warriors were the most unreal offense. Like they completely changed offensive basketball, and then they were still in that course. How often do we hear about, like, well, you only play one side of the floor? They were the best defensive team in basketball over the course of, like, 5 years, too.
Yeah, my issue with – not issue with it. I put the Spurs higher because they were in – I think a much better era of other greats.
What about, well, then why wouldn't you have the Celtics and they're the 80s Celtics?
I mean, because we're talking about we have four or five teams here. Look, I would rather, I'll be honest with you. I have far more respect for the 80s Celtics than Russell's, who was playing against, as J.J. Redick would put it, firemen and accountants and plumbers. Okay, I have absolutely zero respect for Bill Walton and Kareem's UCLA. John Wooden, most overrated coach ever. Yeah, but give me a break. I have nothing for them. They played against nobodies, but they did it. And, you know, and I didn't see it. And I barely saw Bird and Magic's Lakers Celtics teams. I was very, very young, but they did it. And, like, for me, the Spurs having to do it with the Shaq Kobe Lakers there, and also having to do it with, like, look, really good Maverick teams that are winning 60 games almost every year.
Mavericks, Kings, Suns.
Suns, Kings. And then you had
Portland.
Early stage LeBron. You had the Trailblazers there. The West was a nightmare in the aughts. It was a gauntlet. So the Spurs get a boost there. And again, largely, until you get to the very last one, the same dog. Then you had Kawhi that added.
I mean, honestly, there is a case to be made too that, like, when you, it's hard to leave off that Lakers team. Just, but I mean, there were 3 years and it was gone. It was so fast. That's the only problem for me. But I mean, that 2000 to 2001 run where they beat the Sixers, that may be the most impressive finals run we've ever. They went 15-1.
Yeah,
you sweep Portland, you sweep the Kings, you sweep the Spurs, and then you lost beat the Sixers in five.
Lost in the AI step over game.
Yep.
The Ty Lue game.
I mean, like, as great as you were just laying out how the Spurs were, the Spurs had already won a title by then, and they were big-time contenders, and they got romped by that Lakers team, just swept. And they were the higher seed. Like, they had home court advantage in that series and still got swept by the Lakers.
877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney Hotline for your top five NBA dynasties of all time. Does Golden State make your list? This is tough. This is fun. This is a good barroom discussion.
It's a very good one.
Right there.
I'm trying to look and see if there's anybody else we're forgetting. Because, I mean,
I think the Spurs are the ones to be forgotten.
Spurs have been
Pistons
forgotten.
Pistons don't qualify.
Nope. But why do you count the Spurs, but you always say you don't count the Giants in baseball as a dynasty?
Well, Spurs won five.
Yeah.
Versus three.
No, I know, but it was like you want to talk about core. Like Kawhi was the guy by the fifth one. Like they were a different
team. They won four. All right. They won four.
Maybe. Let's talk.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of difference. I agree. Also, it doesn't fit my argument.
Let's talk to someone about dynasties. The manager of the World Series champion Texas Rangers, Bruce Bochy, joins us live on Sean and RJ next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now time for Bruce Bochy, and he is live here on the Home of the Rangers with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, and it's brought to you by the original Louisiana brand hot sauce. If bold flavor is something you're after, grab a bottle or 10 of the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce. Flavor favors the bold. Good morning, Skip. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm doing fine. You know, we got some wet weather here, but it looks like we'll get this game in.
Now, since your sponsor's hot sauce, on a scale 1 to 10, what type of heat can you handle?
Oh, geez, I'm pretty good at that. I love hot peppers. You know, I have them pretty much daily. I'd love them with breakfast. You know, I don't know if I'm a 10, but I'd be pretty close.
Okay, so, like, when you're ordering wings, you're getting hot, mango habanero, you're going with the lethal dose?
No, I'll go the hot habanero.
Oh, yeah, I like the habanero. Now, we were just talking about the end of the Warrior season, and I was asking Choppy, how much did Boch cross over to Golden State? And it looks like a good amount.
Yeah.
Your interaction, just thoughts on the Golden State Warriors, Bruce, as it looks like their dynasty run may be coming to an end, and you know a thing or two about a dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, what a run they had. Steve does such a great job there. Yeah, we would spend some time together. He'd come over, catch some games. He was a baseball fan, but unfortunately more of a Dodger fan. But still, They were so big in the Bay Area, as they should have been, because of their domination. And then, of course, when they moved to the city, you know, they were just a few blocks from, where the ballpark is, where the Giants play. So it is really convenient, but it's one of the longer runs I think we've had in sport franchises. And of course, Curry with what he's done to help carry that, but really so many of them, they just did a tremendous job of playing together as one. And I enjoyed watching them. I mean, they were a close knit group, and I don't know if it's over or not, but, it's definitely not quite the same. We know that.
Bruce Bochy joining us here on 105 through the Fan. We were talking about this earlier today, just a little bit of a slump, for Evan Carter. How was the league adjusted to him, based on, what they were and how they were pitching him at the end of last season versus now? Have they made adjustments to him?
Well, I think, they're being a little bit more careful to him. That's going to go with the territory when you have success like he did, especially in the postseason. I'm probably not attacking him as much because they know he has a great eye at the plate with that discipline. They don't want to walk him because of his speed, but at the same time, they're not giving in probably as much because he has more power than you think. But I'll add to that. I just don't think he's quite where he's going to be as far as his timing, swing the bat. We're facing a lefty today, and he's going to play. I need to give him some at-bats, and so he'll be out there, and he's facing one of the better pitchers in the game, the school. I mean, he's got his hands full. He's hitting seventh today, but he's going to get on the roll, just like all of them. I think it's fair to say Corey's not quite where he's going to be, or Langford. You just stay with them, and we'll get this thing clicking. But I know this is an offense that's going to give us one or two runs a game.
You got Jack Leiter called up. He's going to be pitching tomorrow, it sounds like. What is it that you guys have seen from him within the organization, and just how excited are you for him, you know, to go on this trek where last year obviously hits the developmental list, and now he seems to have really stepped up his game and is working the fastball well?
Yeah. I just talked to Jack. I mean, what a big smile I had on his face. He's so excited about being here. And that just shows you the confidence that he has and what he's doing on the mound right now. And it showed in spring training, especially as the spring went, he just got better and better with his location. I talked about it many times. I just love the pace that he's going at now, and he's doesn't have those big misses like he used to. He's right around the glove for the most part, and which works in the major leagues when you have his kind of stuff. He's going to be 96. He'll bump 97 with a good curveball and the changeup. And so you look at what he's doing. He's earned this. And so I can't tell you what's going to happen, but we're excited to have him ready to go tomorrow. He's here already. We'll prep him. We'll do all we can to help him. And it's a big day for Jack, because when you're number one pick, you want to get to the big leagues. You want to show everybody that you should have been a number one pick. So I'm not saying that he's felt that pressure, but I'm trying to imagine that was me. I probably would have felt it a little bit.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's kind of what I was wanting to ask you about. What kind of conversations do you have with him at all when it comes to the fact of, like, he was a really highly touted prospect, comes from a really prestigious college baseball program, grew up around the major leagues? How do you discuss with him the idea of, like, hey, let's just focus on baseball, don't worry about expectations, just come up here, play ball, and kind of block out any of that other extra pressure?
Yeah, we talked this spring a little bit, and I just said, Jack, I don't know what's going to happen when we get to the end of spring training, but I know one thing: well, you're throwing the ball, you're going to help us. We need you, and we need you to to be good, obviously. And but on the other part, he's lucky in the fact that he's got a father that spent a lot of time in major leagues and talks about baseball on a daily basis, so he can help him with all that too. But even with that, yeah, we as coaches, we're here to support them, help any way we can. That's our job, to serve these guys. So we'll be doing all we can today and tomorrow to have them ready to go.
Bruce Bochy, join us here, 105 through the Fan. When a team and every baseball team is going to go through slumps offensively throughout the course of the year, as a manager, is that kind of like a helpless feeling, just sitting there watching and knowing that you just got to kind of hit your way out of it?
Well, maybe a little bit. I mean, what can you do? You try to put these guys in the position to win the ball game, which we were yesterday. And so, I take it when it doesn't work out. Lads comes in, he has bad luck. Guy hits one up into the bat. He didn't even know where the ball went. It blooped in the right field. You try to figure out ways to manufacture runs, but we're doing some, we're not creating a lot of traffic. But as a manager, you also know how good these guys are and know that they will come out of it. I thought this would be a tough stretch for us, especially on the physical side of it. Just 17 consecutive games, but these guys are doing a good job of that. If there's one thing I'm trying to get across to hitting guys, is this, just get them a bit more aggressive on this fastball. I thought we took a lot of them yesterday, a lot of hittable ones. And sometimes you have to get after it a little bit more. And when you go to hit a baseball, you gotta mean business. But I think we're missing a little bit of that. And it kind of shows when your slug is way down compared to what it was at this point last year.
Bruce Bochy here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the World Series champs. Dumb question of the day will come from me, Boch. When guys are struggling, how do you weigh coming with a mechanical correction or breaking down the video versus, like, hey, this is going to happen? Like, let him be for a week or two. How often do you guys go back with mechanical corrections? Let's break this down with the video versus just, hey, it's the ebbs and flows of a season.
Yeah, there's a fine line there. you know, looking at the videos and talking about mechanics, I think it's overdone at times. I really do. It's more about, to me, competing. At this point, you know, you should have your mechanics down. Doesn't mean you get out of whack occasionally, and that can be spotted with the cameras and the computers that we have. I mean, it'll stand out. So that we can find. But, man, when you start getting a lot of thoughts in your head and staring at computers and stuff, you know, that to me is a distraction from what you need to do. And let's go out there and say, I'm going to beat this guy, you know, whether you're a pitcher or you're a hitter, and compete. Now, to add to that, though, I would say it's always good to have a little bit of an excuse that it's something else. I'm not bad. It's just my mechanics are off. So, you know, that's temporary. So you're not telling yourself I'm bad now. No, it's not because of who I am. It's just, hey, I got a little flaw in my mechanics again on the pitching or the hitting side. So it can come into play. And that's why I say there's a fine line, but I think for the most part, we can't overdo it.
Boach, I know,
looking at the videos.
I know earlier this week, Max Scherzer got the opportunity to throw to hitters, and you were impressed with, you know, how his location was and how he's coming along. There's been a lot of bad news, obviously, with injuries leading up to the season for you guys, but that seems to be one that's progressing well and is exciting. Can you just talk to us about what's next in the progression for Max Scherzer and how you feel about how he's looked out there throwing?
Yeah, he's going to throw Friday in Atlanta. He'll do that again. We'll extend it even more. So he'll have, gosh, I can't tell you for sure, but probably, you know, four of these. And then maybe we can start the rehab. Could be one or two earlier. But he'll start pitching in games here within 2 weeks, I would think, and start facing the hitters in live action. So he's on his way. You watch him. It's hard to believe that he had back surgery this winter, or right, really, in the middle of the winter. It blows me away, his age, especially the way he has bounced back. And kind of tells you why this guy's so good and why he will go to the Hall of Fame, because he's determined to get back sooner than what we thought. And that's going to happen. So he's on his way.
Skip, some of the Red Sox players, particularly Kenley Jansen, has said that he's noticing a difference in the baseball, that the quality just isn't there. Have any of your pitchers come to you and mentioned anything different about it this year?
I haven't had any pitcher come up to me. Doesn't mean that they haven't talked about it amongst themselves, but as far as talking about it with the media or with any of the coaches, no, I haven't. I did see those comments. I did see them, but we get to rev up the balls, and I will ask around now that we're talking about it, just to get their thoughts. But and the only reason I haven't is because I haven't heard anything, and you hate to put something in their heads. There's something wrong with these baseballs, but I'll ask them because now it's out there. With what Jansen said, so no word on it from here.
Boach, how much does it stink seeing Mike Bassick on the road versus just at home games in Arlington now that Bassick's working some road TV games?
Yeah, no, it's a little hard on the eyes, but it's all right. No, it's good, all good, and we got another pitching coach here. He can help out. We'll put him to work.
Yeah, he will give unsolicited advice. I just nod your head and say, yes, Mike. Yes, Mike. Boach, thank you thank you so much for the time, and happy birthday as well.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, it could have been happier with the win, but we as the staff got together, had a nice dinner last night. That was nice of them to set that up. So, and it made for a good evening, but I appreciate it. And now it's time to go out and win a ball game.
Yes, sir. We'll be watching and listening later on today. Thank you, Boach. Bruce Bochy on the home of the Rangers. The Rangers know that big wins come from bold plays. That's why the Original Louisiana Brand Hot Sauce is the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The Original Louisiana Brand Hot Sauce flavor favors the bold. Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece to wrap up the Hump Day edition.
Hump Day.
Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let us crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. Now, I do wish that we had Stephen Jones after you guys made the national news yesterday.
What's new?
I know.
That's not what I said.
Okay.
What did you say?
No, that's what he said to me. He goes, that's not what I said. I was like, yeah,
I had to,
was.
I had to look up if there was a five-year rule in the NFL where you were capped. Because that's the way Stephen made it sound. Like, there's only so much you can spend every 5 years in the league. And I was like, wait. Do we not know about this rule and regulation?
Yeah, I had the same kind of reaction to it. And I was like, hold on, is this something I don't know about?
Yes.
It is? Hold on, there is a five-year rule?
See, I know people will call them cheap. I don't think they're cheap. I just think they're bad at this. I think the reason they spend less actual cash is because they have so much dead money on their salary cap.
They keep punting. They keep kicking the can down the road. They never reset.
Yeah. So I don't think they're cheap. I just think they're bad at negotiating contracts.
You have to have a reset year where you just admit that you're going to stink. Like this, they had this weird fetish with having to be better every year. Like sometimes you got to take a step back. I don't know if fetish is the right word, but I wanted to use it.
I think you got it.
Well, you were watching Trevor Bauer videos.
I was.
Oh, man. What about that?
On Twitter.
Yeah. You have to accept that some years in the NFL, you're not going to be competitive. You just have to, or not as competitive as you want to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't always have to be using every year as a, we must win now.
And they post June 1st every cut, which drives me bananas.
You got to sometimes just take your lumps.
They're like, all right, we got a five-year plan. And then it doesn't go well in year two, and they're like, new five-year plan.
But it's the same five-year plan.
But it's the same five-year plan.
Same plan as the previous one. We're just going to mortgage the 5 years after that to make this 5 years work.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about Trevor Bauer, you told me?
I did not say that. But so the gal who accused her is now being accused by someone else. Is that fraud?
A fraud against him.
Okay. Is he another athlete? I missed that part of the story.
No, it's fraud against Trevor.
Oh, I thought she was getting accused by some other person.
I read it as she's being charged with fraud against him. I think it was several counts of fraud.
Look how you guys handle these stories. Just all over the place.
Look, man, just wait for all the facts.
Just let you comment on it.
Just wait for all the facts to come out.
Oh, I know what you're talking.
Wait for every fact to happen. Otherwise, you're going to look foolish.
Yeah, just don't talk about that.
Yeah, there's been some shocking omission of reporting the last couple of days.
See, I told you the case would get dropped. Like, hold on. I got to back up real quick and retract my statement on that.
What else has been omitted?
I don't know. Let's talk about something else.
Gosh, Kevin, you like to dig in and get the dirt out of people.
I know. But I realize people really desperately want our attention, and I just don't want to give it to them this time.
Okay, fair enough. Corey, what's coming up?
I want to give everybody that attention. So that's where we start at 10 o'clock with Puck Around and Find Out. Who do you want the Stars to face or avoid in the playoffs? We discuss some Mavericks at 10:20. Cy Young, and that not Chris Young, by the way.
I figured.
At 10:40. And then we watch the weather for 30 minutes in hopes that Detroit weather holds up. Because
Bochy said it would.
I was looking. Right.
Yeah, we have Bruce Bochy.
My models yesterday said that it was going to fail. How did it go?
You know what's weird about that? Just real quick, as long as we're diving into things.
Yeah.
I think, now I have to.
I think it's great. I'll choose to dive in on this. Okay. I think it's great that y'all had Bruce Bochy. I just think it's weird that nobody sent us a message to be like, hey, he's going to be on a different show.
And nobody
told
us.
We knew that was a possibility, but when Peyton tweeted it out, you're like, oh, thanks for the heads up, Peyton.
What time is he usually on with you guys?
12:20.
So we knew it wasn't going to happen in that time slot, but they were like, hey, we might put him on earlier.
And you're on today till when?
11:30.
Okay, so he could have been on at 10:20 or 10:40.
Yeah, Mike does explain
this really well. He's like, there's no way he's going to be on that close to the game. Like, that's just not going to happen.
I have no problem with that. Somebody would have told us.
Just pick up a text.
Be great.
Pick up a text. I don't know what that means.
Talking to the wrong peeps, guys.
I honked at somebody this morning, Bobby.
I did too.
And I thought about you, but it was another person speeding through the school zone. And I think that should go in a separate honking category because I realize I've honked 3 times this week ever since our discussion. 2 of them have been against.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, the discussion.
I thought back three times yesterday. I thought back about Monday too.
Okay.
I honked 3 times this week, twice for people speeding through the school zone. Somebody for just not going.
Oh, just not going.
Yeah.
Not
so
going. Now, when the speeding through the school zone is honk worthy, at how many miles per hour over? Like, clearly, it's really reckless and dangerous.
Yeah. And where does the mind your own business fall into that?
Oh, when it comes to kids, I don't know about that. So you don't care about kids in general?
Takes a village. Yeah.
Yeah.
I care about kids. I find other people's kids to be very annoying.
It's really weird the way you set that up. Do I care about kids? And instead of saying yes, you go,
I don't really care about other people's kids. I see other people's kids doing things wrong. I don't parent other people's kids.
What about
kids.
Friends? I'm not saying you have to parent them. I just want them to not get run over in the school zone.
Are they going 15 over or 10 over?
I think it's probably that. When you could see that they'd be going like the normal maybe speed on the road when you're in the school zone, you're like, come on, dude.
I honked today on my drive in here, and it was on city streets. But again, it's somebody being an idiot. I am in the middle lane,
okay,
going through a green light. Somebody is turning right on red, and instead of just turning to the inside lane, they swung all the way out and came in the middle. And like, I had to lay on my horn. That kind of stuff happens every day. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what part of town you're driving. I guess all the Sunnyvale cops that are keeping people from driving like idiots has saved you from seeing this, but I run into that kind of thing every day. That rarely happens to me.
I drove for 8 years right from East Dallas, where I promise you on Jim Miller, there's more craziness than any of you experience.
That's a pretty high level of craziness.
I'm not sitting there honking. First off, I don't want to get shot. But I'm not sitting there honking at people because if you honk at 4 o'clock in the morning on a consistent basis,
somebody's drunk.
You're the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
There's not enough people out on the road to be causing that amount of honkage.
It's not that it's not honk worthy. It's that he's not about that life. Like, that's what it is with Sean. Like, Sean's not trying to like bring those problems into his world. He's not built for it like you and I are.
Honk worthy to me is,
you could see though if you drove up during rush hour that you run into a different set of problems.
Absolutely.
Yes. But Bobby drives
the way we
in
merge to like with two different highways heading out of here, like you're going to run into people who are being idiots.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I've been merging at that intersection for 13 years. I've barely honked ever.
Look.
You know why? Because if someone tries to cut me off, I just break, go around them.
Okay, right, are you here. Saying so when aggressive you turn over there. Right out of here, that's a problem.
No. I'm talking about go up ahead, right? Go towards Haskell and Blackburn.
Yeah.
You've got people coming off of the highway, yeah. And you have to move over just to get there. So people act like idiots there. Then you have to merge onto the highway coming off there in traffic. People are idiots there because they're trying to get over. Then you go down towards St. Paul and try to get over towards 35, and people are idiots there.
Yeah, this is like, you're a soft consistent. Driver. I don't give people a chance to cut me off.
Easy, Chris.
I'm the one doing the cutting
job on this one.
I'm the aggressive driver.
Off. I've seen the way your PAB off. Self drives, bro.
Other like cities, it's not. Other cities, I drive more cautiously. Here, means. I'm a lunatic.
Yeah, I think you can fill in the details.
Man, that is harsh. I don't like it when
that's his friend group name, the PABs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like it when
Choppy's driving is so soft, and I can't believe like you've given him this reputation as being like a great driver.
How you
like
I drive here it. Where I know where I'm going you, versus when I'm driving in another city.
You shoot so straight and give the real on so many things except his driving, which is awful.
Okay, well maybe some of that has to do with like I don't ever have to do it. He's never gotten me in an accident. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten you in an accident. The only times I've had a problem with him is when I literally record him for like 90 seconds straight on his phone.
Yeah.
And I threaten to tweet it out. And he's like, don't do that. Don't do that.
90 seconds.
Oh, that's the only thing that has bothered me when he's just on his phone nonstop. Break down 1, 2, 3, how he's a bad driver.
Just in general, I think.
No, not in general. You got to give me
two passive. Too passive.
One. Too passive. He's very aggressive.
No, okay. So you don't know aggressive.
And by the way, y'all call me driving this daisy.
Hang on, Robert.
You are.
Bobby's in when I'm in other cities and I'm using my GPS, I don't know where I'm going. Of course, you're gonna be more passive. Mm. Here, where I know where I'm going and I know the layout and I know where the cops are. Then you'd be more aggressive.
All I remember hearing was that you knew the layout of Las Vegas like the back of your hand, and then we ended up on some
strip.
That was your worst. That was your worst directions I've seen from
whole
you.
City was broken. They couldn't handle water.
And flooded.
Right? Yeah. Everything was backwards.
Took us 40 minutes to get everywhere.
I'm driving an Altima. I'm driving an Oxnard.
He controls the cars.
I control the cars.
I'm getting a separate car, and I'm driving an Oxnard just
fine.
To prove a point.
Go ahead. I don't care.
And then what'll happen
when you don't have your muscle? How are y'all going to go in and get coffee at the gangster gas stations if I'm not there?
I got Bobby's yawn face that we now have to deal with for the whole final hour of the show. This is what we have to deal with. And he's 30 minutes later to start the show.
And he's 10 years younger.
And 10 years younger.
So if I got here at like 5, like I'd be asleep by now. Like, that's why I have to come in at 6.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go to sleep at 9.
So things are going okay for you guys, or?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, it seems like
ratings are awesome.
Yeah, ratings are really good.
Yeah.
Sean, you're doing great, man. That's your ratings.
Whore.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say it, but yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. 15% chance of precipitation in Detroit. 80% humidity, though.
Gross. Oh, no. Okay. So roof's closed.
I don't think they have.
Do they have a roof?
No.
I'm taking shots at us.
Or else, why would the question have come up to Bochy? Do you think the weather will hold? They'd be like,
they don't close it. The Rangers, apparently, Choppy reported the Rangers have a policy. We can't keep it open because of condensation
That's
issues.
That's crazy.
That is fascinating.
If it's true.
But at the same time.
The Rangers said
that it was in an article. Yeah, it probably wasn't in the morning news because I don't pay their paywall.
Yeah.
They're afraid that water would like build up on the floor and somebody could slip and fall. But out in Arizona, they have a leaf blower guy that gets rid of all the water out there. Why don't they just have leaf blower guy out there?
I think they also need to change the surface of the floors. Like they're more like indoor slick floors.
Yeah.
Just get like the hard concrete.
Yeah.
Get some epoxy.
Or put some of that sandpaper stuff down. Yeah. You know, the stuff that sticks.
I gotta go. We're out tomorrow with the KMC Magic.
Go,
I will be there
baby!
At 6 a.m.
Invited celebrity classic. You're going to show
better
up.
Better be at 7.
You guys, I'll text you. Just give me directions on how to get in there.
5:30. 5:30. We'll listen for the honking. Invited Celebrity Classic tomorrow. Stop on out and say what's up. The KNC Masterpiece is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.